feeling the Drake, man.
I was like, how long did you take
to
pee?
Yeah, I was taking a shit.
No, I fucking wasn't, man.
Dude, look at this fucking
shit. I was like, I'm the champ, man. 1 minute, 29 seconds. I'm in and out. Wash hands and pee.
Oh, man, I didn't take a shit. I'd still be in there playing fucking my game on my phone, man. That's what I do when I shit. It's like escape from my kids and my girl. I go in there and play Gardenscape.
You lock the door?
Yeah, I have to now, man.
Oh.
But now my kids will just slide something underneath.
So back in the old days, they would just be like, coming in with their like Legos and start playing when you're on the back and you're sitting there.
Yeah, man. When you're a dad, there's no fucking union 10-minute break. You're a dad. You're a dad.
Damn straight.
But I started locking the door when my kids got old enough to like ask me questions about math, and I'd run into the fucking bathroom and pretend like I was taking a shit, and then I would pull up. I'd Google, on YouTube the questions, and then I walk out like the professor knowing exactly how to do it. And I'm like, Dad, you're so smart. But how come every time your thought process only gets encouraged when you take a shit? It's because that's what inspires me. I need that moment of silence.
Yeah, you start.
And I'm actually madman on YouTube trying to figure shit out.
You start looking up videos from Mr. Wizard's World.
Yeah.
Back in the Nickelodeon days.
I watch episodes of Phineas and Ferb to learn combustion theory.
Yes, are you still a Raiders fan?
I am until they leave.
Because I'm not. I went cold turkey.
Why?
No more. Because they
don't tell Grizz Jones that. He'll kick your ass.
Grizz Jones, he's the leader of the resistance, right?
The 66th Ave mob.
He's like,
I party for 3 days. Fuck, good for you. I wish I had a job like that. I could do that. That'd be awesome. Hey, yeah. I'm not coming. I'm going to negotiate my contract right now. Every Sunday the Raiders are home, I got to take off Thursday to Monday. That's a great union contract. I got to get that. that's a good one, man.
I gave it up, man. Straight up, and people tell me.
You
don't go? Nothing. The last game I went to is when New Year.
Christmas Eve when he broke his ankle?
Yes.
Awesome. I was there, too.
That was it. And that's the end of the era. And I said, no, they're going to do this to me again. Screw them. And then people say, oh, come on, man. Don't tell me. You're a big sports fan. You don't watch football? Listen, I didn't say I don't watch football. Did I say that? I don't watch the Raiders. I don't care.
Right.
You remember the game where they played the Chiefs like on Thursday night or something or Monday night and they had the ball like the 1 yard line and they got like penalty like five times and they couldn't get it over? That's when I knew it was real because I was kind of like rooting against the Raiders. And I'm telling you, for my whole life, I'm Raider.
From me too,
1981,
man.
1981, when I was a kid, watching the Super Bowl against the Eagles, and this old man friend of my grandmother's, who is probably a sexual predator, thinking back about it, he comes in and he goes, and the cheerleaders are all there, right? And he's like, whoa, look at those, you know. And that's all I remember. I was like 6 years old.
Right.
Till 2 years ago. I want to go up to people and say, hey, man, excuse me, sir. Do you know the Raiders are leaving? Because I think some of them will go like, get out of here, man. You're lying. Raiders forever. Oakland Raiders.
You still ask some of them people in the audience, in the crowd, and they'll tell you, I have hope. They're going to stay. I have hope.
They still?
Yeah. It's like, okay. You grassy knoll conspiracists. They're leaving. They're gone. They're not hanging out.
I mean,
they're done.
What, I don't know. This is sick, but what are you going to root for? A terrorist attack blows up the Las Vegas stadium? Because there's another way.
I've actually rooted for that.
Oh, that's nice.
The odds in Vegas are like 2,800 to 1 on that, by the way. You should get on that early.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because you're the other half of this new big-time podcast. I'm Steve Tavares, East Bay Citizen. Sean Wilson. This is what I've been rooting for many years. Because I was like, you know what? These podcasts I do, they're all right. Kind of nerdy, though.
No, I wouldn't say they're nerdy, man.
But I feel like nerdy. I needed some guy. I needed somebody who's funny and knows as much as I knew or more about East Bay politics or politics in general. And there was only one guy, two guys, only one that likes women. Either you or Kevin Dowling.
I guess I win by default on that one, man.
Kevin Dowling, he used to work with you.
He used to work with me,
Alice Leibinger, supervisor.
I fucking love Kevin Dowling.
And he was the first gay Hayward City Council member. And now he goes to Santa Clara University women's soccer games on his own. I think he even pays. So
he's a true East Bay sports fan. I mean, he's a Warriors guy. I don't know if he's an A's or Giants guy.
No, he likes the Giants. He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's like he hops across the bay. Well, I mean, I guess it's convenient. But at the same time, he hops back and forth, and he's also a Raider fan. So, I mean, I actually grew up with Kevin Dowling. He lived, like, right around the corner from my house in the Schaefer Park area of Hayward.
Yeah, you're Hayward. Hayward. Mount Eden.
Mount Eden, man.
That is gangsta. Mount Eden.
It is now. It wasn't then.
You can – they probably – Mount Eden now, they'll probably – it's not even a scandal. They'll probably – you got a C or a F, you get a A on the transcripts. As long as they can get you into, like – I don't know.
As long as it's good enough to get you in the Chabot, you're golden. If you can roll down Hesperian and walk into college, you're golden.
No, not even Chabot. They'll change your grade for Healed College.
Oh, man. Live Chiropractic College West, I swear that was an A.
Yeah, right. So we're East Bay.
We're East Bay, man.
We're Mount Eden. I was more of the Harvard, Castor Valley High.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I went to Chabot, and I learned everything. Everything I know, even my journalism, anything I learned at Chabot. And then I went to Cal State East Bay.
Right.
And I didn't learn anything. I just looked around and go, hey, nobody here knows how to write anything. I'm probably the best, and I don't know if that says anything, but I am the best here.
Didn't you get a Pulitzer for your work with the Pioneer?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I remember you, man.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But I graduated before you, before you.
They were like, this guy uses kind of big words, man. He's probably going to be in the New York Times. But yeah, not didn't happen. But I am happy to say I didn't graduate. I'm like Bill Gates. So I'm like, oh,
You didn't graduate from Cal State Hayward?
Yeah, because nobody.
Or was it called Cal State East Bay when you went?
East Bay.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I already know what to do. I'm just going to be a journalist. I'm going to start East Bay. I'm going to start doing it. I don't need no. That's why people go like, oh, yeah, I went to graduate school at Cal. Man, you're the stupidest person in the world.
Yeah, but now we're at a podcast in a bar.
It's a nice bar.
And
it has a lot of words to it. Hey, I'm not sure what it's called. What is it called?
Hey, but can we at least say that it's after 5 o'clock?
It has
a disclaimer.
It has a lot of reclaimed wood, so everybody knows what city we're in.
That's true.
Gotta be only one city.
Gotta be only one
Oakland,
city.
Oakland, California. So I bring up the Raiders.
Right.
Because I remember a podcast with your boss. And by the way, it's 5:01 p.m. on a warm night, a night that former mayor of Oakland, Jean Kwan, could wear her summer dress that she wears 350 days out of the year. She can plausibly wear it because it's probably like 85 degrees here after 5.
After 5.
You
off
clocked
the clock.
Out.
I clocked out. I clocked out, but I'm still going to get somebody that's going to call my boss and go, Supervisor Haggerty, I was listening to this show and, somebody, your chief of staff, I believe, he made some derogatory comments about me. Can you please reprimand him accordingly? You know what, to that guy or gal? Shut the fuck up. Call me on my phone if you got a problem with me. It's after 5 o'clock.
It's probably the guy from the horses and the lambs at the Rowell Ranch rodeo saying, hey, little kids shouldn't be riding lambs.
They shouldn't be mutton busting.
Mutton busting.
Yeah.
But would one of those people be Mark Davis? What can you tell us about Mark Davis? Because he's long gone. You could talk trash about that.
You know, I'll never talk trash, man. I'm just going to tell you the honest to God's truth. And I tell you what, that I was fortunate enough to work on that piece of policy with my boss to try to keep the Raiders here in Oakland.
Unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful. That's half of my career. But if you're batting 500, you're good, right?
Yeah, pretty good. That's really good.
We lost fame, man. We lost that, man. But to tell you what, having the time that we got to spend with an NFL owner that sent his, 99-cent wings back 3 times at Hooters. I mean, you shouldn't wonder why he has that haircut or does what he does and just screwed the Raider fans in Oakland and the county and everyone he screwed along the way, man, because he literally looked us in the face and said he has no other ambition than to get a deal done in Oakland. And, we brought Ronnie Lott in and befriended him, and we had meetings with those guys, and we thought this was going to work. And the guys from Fortress, man, they had their money. I mean, everything was in place except for, the owners that comprised the league in the NFL, and they wanted to go in a different direction. Apparently, they didn't send that memo to Mark, And, you know, they left. And, it's tough, man. It was, when you're a fan of something that you grow up with, a product that you grow up with, and you get an opportunity to work on it.
Right.
You know, I was like a kid in a candy store.
Right.
Or, you know, an older guy at a Richmond strip bar.
Yeah.
Like, I was that guy, right? I was that guy going in there like, damn. Like, damn, man. I'm gonna save the Raiders. And then we got screwed, and, you know, a lot of good partnerships and friendships resulted from it, man. The vice president, Mark Bedain, great fucking guy. I would have never met that guy had I not been in these negotiations. And I got to see some crazy meetings go down with the mayor of Oakland and Eric Grubman. And, you know, if I die and come back and can be somebody else, I want to be Eric Grubman.
Really?
That's like a gangster motherfucker, man.
He
dresses good. He's a sharp talker.
He looks like
he just lays it down. Like,
really?
Lays it down.
Really?
Yeah.
So did he go to the Richmond strip club too? Because he looks like an accountant or something.
No, we all got in Mark Davis's van, and he didn't have like the cool van, the Astro van. Like he had like the 1975 with the bubble window in the back van.
Like mystery machine?
Yeah, like you take your kids and like, let's walk away from this van type of van.
Really?
Yeah, it was an ugly van, man.
He had,
but it was silver and black, so it should make some folks happy.
I remember doing a story, remember Dr. Death? And he goes over to Alameda to the headquarters, and they're all outside, and Dr. Death is all dressed up in his Dr. Death outfit, silver and black makeup. That dude's straight as hell, but that dude knows more about makeup than any woman I ever know.
He's like a buffed RuPaul.
Yeah, he knew to, like, so it doesn't smear, or because it's hot, it won't, you know, when, like, you know, start dripping. He put an extra, like, a little, like, something on his, spray it on, locks it in. But anyway, so... he's a nice guy. I don't want to make fun, but, you know, at that time, there was no deal, and he was thinking, like, they're still going to be saving the Raiders. So he goes there, and he goes up, wait for Mark Davis to come out. Mark Davis comes out with the bowl cut. And I'll get to the – I think people focus on the bowl cut too much. But he comes out, and he goes, you know, well, from our family to yours, says Dr. Death, there's something memento. And he's like, ah, okay, thanks. Don't worry. Your Raiders, we're going to stay in Oakland. And
right.
And the thing about Mark Davis, so I talked to him for a second, and I don't know how I could say this. I'm not being mean, but, dude, I would not let that dude even, like, touch anything in my house. Like, if he came in for plumbing, I'm going to send him back, like, immediately. And I'm not that kind of person, right?
Why, because he drives that van or just because
I don't know. This guy was like, I probably have a better conversation with, like, some, like, homeless guy who was, like, dementia from World War II. Not even Vietnam War. Like, this dude. So, but the thing you talk about, the bowl cut, up close, it's like this weird scaly skin that looks like the bottom of my feet when I don't go to get a pedicure for, like, 7 years. Why? He should exfoliate. He has a lot of money.
He should exfoliate. But can you imagine that dude in a room with Jerry Jones and other NFL owners, you know, Bob Kraft and all those other guys, man? They're in there trying to get blowjobs from hookers, and he's in there trying to get 99-cent wings and shit. It's like, come on, man. You're not in our crew, man. You drive a van, you live with your mom, you got a bowl cut. What are you doing owning a team? It doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy. It's one of the craziest things. It would be like only something like in a Will Ferrell movie, right? And you wouldn't even believe it, but it'd be a funny movie.
Yeah, because if he went stripping, no one's following. If he went streaking, no one's following him, man. Everyone's like, oh, shit, we're not following that guy. No, nope.
But you know, I noticed, though, because these Raider fans are like lemmings, and they're like, he really did a Trump. Like on his supporters, because I hear it all the time. They blame you. They blame Board of Supervisors, Oakland city officials. And I was like, I don't think we never, I don't really know as a reporter what's true, but it don't seem like that. That is not the case. That they did, and if anything, Libby Schaff.
Oh, man.
Who I named my dog after. and my dog's coming home to Oakland. That'll be
nice.
She did the right thing, man. Because, like, screw these guys. They want to get this free stadium going to be used for a couple times a year. And we got the worst schools. And I say we, Oakland.
Yeah.
I can say now.
You here. You moved.
I'm an Oakland.
You moved on up now. You left Alameda, and you moved to Oaktown.
Yeah. And we'll get on that because people, it's funny. It's funny. But
you're not going to walk your dog around City Hall, are you?
No, that's too far away.
You're like, Libby, sit. Sit, Libby. Roll over, Libby.
I'm going to try that.
Name it Libby. You're going to be like, Libby?
She's going to be surprised because Libby Schaff, the mayor of Oakland, when I do like, my, they don't get jokes. So if he did that joke, they're going to they'll be like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's
I don't understand.
I'm a politician. I don't kind of get all those things.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because I make, I do jokes and they come back to me like, you know, like, she used to dance with black people, like run for re-election or end election. She used to go like deep East Oakland, as they called it, and start doing like electric slide or whatever, line dancing with black people in the park. And then and every time she does it, I would highlight it, right?
Right.
And I'd be like, and then she thinks I think that's I like some kind of fetish. I like Libby Schaff dancing boogie into the Cupid Shuffle. I was like, no, what the hell's wrong
she
with
missing,
you guys?
No, she's missing
I'm
the bigger
fun
point.
Of you.
Yeah, but you're making fun, but also you're suggesting to a certain degree that people like their elected officials to be somewhat human and not fucking mechanical. They can go to a bar, have a drink, dance at a nightclub and shit like that. The people like that. They respect their elected leaders who do that shit. They don't want some mechanical fucking. I know they're busy playing Dungeons and Dragons for the most part on Friday. There's this internal group that we got to talk to Kevin about because I know he knows where they meet.
That's high level nerding.
That's high level nerding. But people like someone that they can go, you know, hey man, I got a meeting with you next week and we're doing an electric slide. That's sweet, right? She missing a big point.
Yeah, but she's thinking like, oh, black people dance, and I'm gonna approve. That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying.
And so she wouldn't get the joke. And
she wouldn't get that joke.
Your jacket fell there. That's expensive.
That's a Ross special.
Yeah, I get my man's warehouse. I got
see, man, that's the difference between the new Oakland. If it was the old Oakland 20 years ago, that should be gone. Right?
Yeah, she's like, hey.
She's like, hey, here's your jacket, sir. really? Thank you. Oh,
did you have to get that tailored?
Hang on,
you
I gotta check weight. My pockets, make sure she didn't take
it. Yeah, oh, no, she that was a big bundle. Like, it was all still in the wrappers
still,
of hundreds.
Still, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to strip club later. So
you lost some weight like I did. Did you have to get that tailored? Because I straight up took my yeah. Wynn's Warehouse jacket. I was like, hey, I can wear this jacket. But, oh, my God. It's like, I wasn't that fat. Holy cow. It must have been big when I was 194. And now I'm 178. It was like fat man, little jacket. So I said, like, I don't care. Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. Get tailored. $54.
That's it.
I know. Great deal, man.
Why don't you just get the 42 regular and you'd be good, man? Why you got to get it tailored? You know they got these things called
Portuguese.
Suit separates.
Portuguese.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Even though I was born in Castro Valley, they, you know, still the ancestry.
I see. Even going to Castro Valley, did they wonder what ethnicity you were?
Yes, I was a Mexican kid. Yeah. And especially because I had a mustache when I was 10.
Oh, then you are Mexican.
But I was a Mexican
boy.
Did
you do the 23andMe, man?
Come I on. Did.
You did? You did?
Yeah, so I am 94% Iberian, which is Portuguese, right?
Right.
And 6% black.
No shit.
I'm 6% black, and that's funny you say that because I
can you dance?
I can't.
Oh, you can't?
I can't.
Oh, that's fucked
we
up.
I did have a podcast on the other show with Boss Man, who is a Raider, one of those Raider insider people, African American. Though I gotta tell him, Boss Man, if you're listening, I live in Oakland, as with my 6%, and you with your majority African American living in Alameda. I don't know.
Uh-huh. I'm you guys gonna say swap houses,
I'm,
man.
I'm more black. But I can't. But he said, he gave me a quiz, and he said, do you like grape soda? And I was like, oh, my God, I absolutely love grape soda my whole life.
No shit.
So, but I can't dance, and I can't swim.
Huh.
So I hit every so often. But it's a funny thing. You know that guy in Berkeley, Ben Bartlett, the guy who tried to – he's a council member of Berkeley. He tried to get away from the cops.
I heard that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
hey, I'm
yeah.
a – you know, I'm a council member.
I'm a council member.
I got a place with the bait.
Carte blanche.
I told him, hey, Ben, I'm did my DNA, I'm 6% black. And he was like – I think it was genuine. I don't know. He was like, oh, my God, that's so great. And I told other black people that. And it was totally like, oh, my God, welcome to the family.
Really?
And I was like, this is sincere, man. This is something I've never known. Now, here is the flip side. Most people, just kind of white people would, laugh. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. And then the nerd white people say, no, actually, we are all came from Africa. Like, dude, it doesn't go that far. It doesn't go, like, to the ancient alien times, you dork. Like,
And
so there's certain degrees of whiteness.
Yeah.
It's skewed, man, right?
But this is the scary ones.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't really hate when people say somebody's racist or racist because something they say, whatever. Dude, if you say, I'm going to give you a job because you're black, or something like, I ain't going to hire you to fix my drapes because you're black. Yeah. That's straight up racist, man.
That's racist.
That is it.
That's racist.
Hey, you made a joke or whatever. Joe Young, if you're listening, come get me. He's got a hell of a right hook, that dude. AC Transit, pugilist. Punched a woman, according to a Alameda. Right there. We're right by Alameda.
Right here? Is this where it occurred?
Yeah, actually, it was close here. But we're going to talk about that later because he's probably like taking notes like, no.
Uh-huh.
I bet you that dude's like 46% black.
46?
I bet you. I'm going to do his DNA. But the problem is that dude is
so cheap. Wipe it off Overman's face, man. You get a DNA sample right there. Bam.
Oh. You're talking about former chief of staff for Rebecca Kaplan.
Yeah, man. He got spat upon by that dude. Yeah. I remember that, man. That was some chicken shit stuff, man.
That was one of my greatest stories. And that was a long time ago. So I need to get some better stories in the last 7 years, man.
Yeah, you got to upgrade, man.
Yeah, he ran for assembly and he punched his girlfriend, who was like 100 pounds. Very, you know, thin bone, very petite woman. I don't even know if she was 100 pounds. Right. He played wide receiver at Cal.
Yeah, but he only played 6'3". At 155. He was a little beanpole.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a big guy.
And he roughed her up.
That's too bad.
And then I wrote about it, and he tries to – this dude goes through like – he must have spent a week going like through 5,000 tweets and then writes a dossier on racist. And you don't understand Twitter back then, like in the early days, have like an RT retweet on it.
Right.
He didn't know that, hey, maybe I shouldn't like retweet, because, you know, some people would say, hey, you know, retweet means I don't endorse this, but – They were funny.
Right.
And so
you do have some funny shit, man.
So he tried to get me fired.
From yourself?
From the Express.
Oh, from the East Bay Express. I'm like, who's he gonna get you fired from?
Express is like, this is like 2011, 10, 9. He was going back, what's Twitter? You know, this is back in the old days, man.
I don't even know what the fuck that shit is now, man.
And then, you know, he cold cocked this woman who caught him. Thought that was her boyfriend. He was a twofer, man. That's why it was so funny, because he was cheating on the girlfriend.
That's
and then
right.
She comes
he was
in.
Cheating on it. Yeah, that's
so
right.
So there's no way he could get
that's
away
right,
with it.
That's right.
And then when I called him from the story, I loosened him up, I guess, and he starts talking real with me. And I was like, he's saying, yeah. And then she knocked down she came in like a wild woman, and then she knocked over the lotion on the table. And I was like, well, hold on.
Well, slow down.
Lotion. What was it? Oh, it was crazy. Oh, she was hot. She was. That's when he starts going. He put his guard down, man. So then lately when the story came out and his assembly race was done.
Yeah.
Rob Bonta was going to win that thing. He turned on me. And his career is over.
Who do you think has better hair, man? Who do you think has better hair? You think Bonta or Swalwell?
Oh, Bonta.
You think so? They both got good hair, man.
Oh, I think there's two Eric Swalwells. Because one has like the Ross from Friends, like you push down, like forward.
But that just means he has the ability to do different styles, man. That gives you bonus points in the hair department. Like if you just have the Bob's Big Boy roll over comb through,
that's the other one he has.
Yeah, they all have it. Like, I know I can give you six elected officials that have that haircut.
But men, straight or not, do not have the same haircut in the same week. I mean, they do not have the different haircut.
They do. They
like,
don't.
I see him on MSNBC. He got the pushed forward cool hair. And then he has the CNN Sam Donaldson, you know,
comb.
Like swoop in the same week. That's not normal.
So you vote for Rob Bonta.
There's two people. Yeah, and I've said this. I haven't even mentioned to him, like, that it's too far now. But a couple years ago, I was like, Rob, you're at the breaking point now. You either need to go straight white or start dying that stuff. And he didn't follow it, so I guess he's kind of going towards all white. But he should have kept it black, man. straight jet black, you know, playing soccer.
Yeah.
You know, he's all fit.
He's in good shape.
I mean, when he ran for assembly, he was up against a Belgian. If a Belgian playing soccer, he wouldn't even make it past the penalty. He's all on his own side.
Why would he even put him in a position where he's kicking the ball? Make him the fucking goalie. You have a good shot to get around him.
It's true.
You only got to move 1/2 foot left, 1/2 foot right. You got that whole fucking thing covered, man.
Or just have him sell beer in the stands. It's racist.
No, man.
Bell's going to be like, oh. He's listening. They're all going to be listening to this stuff.
No, I don't know, man, because it's funny. The people that hate you like me.
I know.
And the people that like me hate you. So it's like, who in the fuck is going to be listening? Probably 6 or 7 people.
We're like, the joke is, the twist is that we're actually brothers, long lost brothers.
But what's fucked is I didn't know I was 6% African American, man. I got to.
Oh, yeah, you are. I can tell.
Maybe I'm more.
I can tell.
Because I actually can dance and swim.
I can tell. It's because sometimes when you walk in a room, you walk in with George Jefferson walk.
That's because I'm in a hurry, man, and I'm trying to move on up. I'm always moving. I don't sit still.
So let's talk about some big stuff now.
Yeah, man.
Because you are, I think between us, we know everything about East Bay politics, and we know everything about elections.
We should play East Bay fantasy football, but in the political version, like East Bay fantasy politics.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking about that. We do like gambling,
on shit,
like Las Vegas odds.
Yeah. Yeah, odds on races.
So we got.
Not ethnic races, man. I'm talking political races.
Yes.
We can make odds on that, see what happens, play a little fantasy political shit where I can draft some candidates and you can draft some candidates.
Huh. That would be interesting. Yeah. I bet you that we can find some nerd out there and make an app.
Oh, yeah.
I would think. But right now, in September, and a lot of things could change March. Or even by December, when the filing deadline arrives for the March primary, and everybody listening knows that the primary is in March, not June. That's listening here, but we're going to expand. People going to start listening to this and go like, I love politics, just like I love national politics, but I don't love it anymore because it's like the same thing every day. I'm going to give these guys a chance. But they're going to say, Alameda County, this is actually your boss. These guys are putting you out of job. Your boss, Scott Haggerty, longtime supervisor, he does not want to run. He wants to probably, what's he going to do? Move like to Tennessee and open a distillery or something. He's going away after 23 years. One of the best quotes in the area. And he's one of the best running quotes. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
He's the best.
And so we got a field here that's building.
Yeah.
Candidates who want to replace them. This is Fremont and Livermore and Dublin area. All that kind of South Alameda County East.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Las Vegas line, who's the odds-on favorite right now in that race?
Oh, man.
Not your opinion. Just what Las Vegas would say.
What Las Vegas would say. I think you put the senator up there.
Senator Bob White. So maybe we should say we got Senator Bob Rutkowski.
Name the field.
And we got Dublin vice mayor, which means nothing, but whatever.
Right.
Melissa Hernandez. And we got Fremont council member Vinnie Bacon.
No, man. You can't do that, man. You can't. What? You can't call Vinnie Bacon Vinnie Bacon. It sounds too fucking cool. His name is not Vinny, it's fucking Vinton. Italians are associated with the name Vinny, and they're cool fucking guys.
This is true.
He's fucking Vinton Bacon. And you know he's not Italian because if he was Italian, he'd have the audacity to go kiss the ring of the Godfather and say, hey, check this out, man. You've been in elected office for how long?
Oh.
I'm going to come and run for your position. Can I have your blessing? He didn't have the balls to fucking do that, the wherewithal, the political acumen to do that.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, giving him the name Vinny is associating him with a time which has class, which he does not have. So
this is
his name is fucking Vinton.
This is true because
who does that? Who runs for somebody who's been in office for so long and don't even go up to you and say, hey, man? Instead, he does a little podcast with his Bernie Sanders haircut and is like, yeah, I'm going to fucking run and blah, blah, blah. I mean, who does that? No one does that. Not if you respect somebody in this industry.
As opposed to the other candidates
that have all come and talked to him.
he went for the king, because he ran and he started going talking about it in last year, and then in February he announced. So he was going after the king.
He's going after the
others
king.
When that came after Haggerty, said he wasn't going to run. So he was going for the. He was going. He got lucky, because what is that saying? When you go for the king, you better take him out. Or
you better take him out.
He's going to take you out.
And next time you try to take a king out, don't wear skinny jeans. You shouldn't even wear skinny jeans if you're a council member, man. Like, who does that? Seriously.
I have.
Do you get to Fremont? You see these guys?
Yes, and I've seen them at Central Committee, and I've been meaning to tell them. We're going to tell them now, because I'm just the bottom of my heart as expert consultant.
Right.
And this is real. This is real. I'm joking. I'm making a joke here. That's why I'm bringing light of it. I'm making a joke, but I'm serious at the same time, right? You can't be wearing those skinny jeans, man, because they're extra skinny. Because he's walking around looking like he's smuggling plums.
I thought those are Red Sealer's grapes. Are you giving him? Again, he's not Italian.
Apricots.
He's venting. Let's get it right.
Do not smuggle plums is what I'm saying, because it tells the voters you're stealing, right? Even though you're not.
It tells the voters you're stealing. So
and the second thing is, you bring up the Benny. I don't even think that's a Bernie Sanders haircut.
No.
I don't know what it's up.
If you look
at
that video you did, that should look like Bernie Sanders met
the Beatles.
Who cross-pollinated with Mark Davis. That's the haircut.
I mean, this is real, because
this is real.
He's going to go to Dublin, right? He's going to go to Mr. Pickles, have a sandwich with their garlic sauce or whatever. Hell good, man. And then he's going to have like a little bit of, some lettuce in his teeth.
Right.
And he's going to knock on the door in Dublin, and they don't know who the hell he is. And he's going to come with that crazy hair, smuggling plums. And the voters are going to, I mean, it's the first, it's just like meeting a woman or meeting the guy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like first impression, man. And they're not going to be like, what is with that dude's hair? Who was that? Some guy with the crazy hair, and he's smuggling cue balls.
I just hope he doesn't lose his voter literature in between the screen door and have to fish it out for 10 fucking minutes and get caught on Ring
That's
Central.
The other guy.
That poor guy, man. He lost to Vinny's wife, who's also on the council.
I know.
Like, how do you have two votes in your bedroom
but
on the council? You got two votes in your bed.
Yeah, I know.
Who allowed that to happen?
But let's be honest, man. If it was Haggerty and Bacon, it was going to be tough, because you talk about his wife. Him and his wife, I respect them because they play hardball. Because a lot of these, in these local races, the city councils, mayor, these people all think that just being the nice guy is going to be the way to go, especially for incumbents. Like, you're not going to beat an incumbent. You got to be.
No, you got to tear, you gotta tear his head off.
You don't call him ugly. You don't call him, like, corrupt. You just say the record. They didn't do this. They didn't do this. Hey, you want to be a rent person? You say, this guy in Hayward, Barbara Halliday, has been on the council for most of this century, and she hasn't done anything, right? and that's what you do. But they don't want to be nice. They want to be nice, right? But I give respect to Vinnie Bacon and his wife. And they run. They bring it. They bring it.
They should bring it.
It would have been.
Yeah. You have to. You know what? Because it's quintessential, put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
And since they self-fund all their campaigns, you better put their money where their mouth is, and you got to go at them hard.
I mean, unlikely they would have beat Scott. He would have beat Scott.
They would have never. They or she or he, whoever the fuck would have ran, wouldn't have beat Scott. I mean, it's.
But he'd have some. You'd have to get some Band-Aids.
You'd have to get some Band-Aids, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Be cut.
But you know what, man? I would have loved to reverse time and say, hey, what if Vinton walks
like
into
Cher,
the office?
Like Cher.
Yeah,
right?
And says, hey, can we turn back time?
If I could turn back time.
Right. Come in there and say, hey, look, Mr. Haggerty.
Yeah.
I'm Vinton Bacon from the Fremont City Council.
How about Vint? Like,
no,
from Mama's
Vinton.
Family?
No, it's not Vince. Vince is even kind of cooler.
No, Vint.
Oh, Vint?
V-I-N-T. Like, from Mama's Family?
I didn't name the dude. I'm just telling you what his name is on the birth certificate. So what if Vinton Bacon walks into the office and says, hey, Scott, I'm Vinton Bacon. You might have heard of me. I'm on the Fremont City Council. I bought my way there 3 times. I lost 2. Now I'm here. Was wondering if you have any opposition to me running, and perhaps you may not run again. Well, different scenarios.
Like,
but
a blessing,
But I'd first like to talk to you about it. Like, what would have happened? I don't know. Maybe Scott says, you know what, Vinton? You're a pretty cool dude, man. I'd love to support you, and we call it a day. Everyone saves money. Or he says, you know what, fuck you, I'm running against you. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to at least give that opportunity and give that shot. That's just being respectful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm only doing this shit for 30 years.
Who else we got in that race?
So you got Vincent.
We got Tim Sobranti. Is he undercover running or what?
No, I believe that he's firmly out of the race. So you got Melissa Hernandez, David Halbert.
David Halbert, who's the mayor of Dublin.
Mayor of Dublin.
So you got two people on the Dublin City Council. They're going to cancel each other out maybe, right? Or no?
I don't know. It just really depends, man. Really depends.
Well, if
and then you have potentially Sue Chan, who's waiting on the sidelines,
right.
Has been historically her deal, is to say, I'm just going to wait this thing out and see what happens.
And well, she used to be on the Fremont City Council, and she's on Ohlone
Board, school board.
Community
college board, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, I would put, if you give me, I guess you'd call that an exotic bet, I would definitely take Dublin Vice Mayor Melissa Hernandez make the top two, be in November.
I'd agree with that.
I'll take that.
I agree with that, but I wouldn't give you, right now the odds would be, one would be Wachowski, two would be Hernandez, three, Halbert, four, Bacon.
You don't think?
Right now.
But Vinny,
right now.
Vinny's been pounding the pavement since, like, for months.
Yeah, man, but, you know, you have to have a message that resonates. You have to have consultants to know how to, you know.
I don't know.
You got to have an infrastructure, man. You can't just show up and think that, you know, you're going to be liked by the electorate. Like, your message, his message is counterintuitive to the Tri-Valley. It just makes no sense.
But don't they, in the Tri-Valley, they agree with, like, well, his, you see, in Fremont, so here's the trick that he does. He tries to tell, Vinny Bacon tries to tell people he's progressive, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, then he's like all like a developers and he's always against like any, he's like the part of the, he's that crowd who's like anti-development.
Against cannabis.
Parking.
Yeah.
Too much parking.
If you're progressive and you're against cannabis, then come on. Seriously?
Yeah. So, but doesn't Dublin also believe in that? Like, whoa, too much parking. Oh, we can't have too many units. Oh, it's more parking.
Well,
it's going to get worse.
You got to remember,
traffic.
Man, Dublin was the fastest growing city in the county and second or third fastest growing city in the state. They've done their fair share. You know, the other communities like Fremont who, you know, ran a no growth measure. Or, you know, you look at what's his name, man, a good friend of mine, the former mayor Bill Harrison. He loses his election because of the perception that he's pro-development. He wasn't pro-development. But
yeah.
Even in the city of Alameda a couple years ago, what's Mayor Gilmore loses her mayor's race, the same election cycle that Harrison loses his, on the perception that she's a pro-growther. Neither of them are pro-growther, and they lose.
Right.
If you have enough money to spend negative shit and shit that doesn't make sense and shit that it lies, sometimes you can come victorious.
Well, I bring it up. Vinny been on the been pounding the pavement in Fremont in the Tri-Valley because – that's been said to me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
of course.
That's what I'm saying is that I'm not making a. I'm joking about smuggling plums and the hairdo, but I'm just telling them like, okay, he's pounding the pavement, he's knocking on doors, but what is he saying? Like, and if they're like, what's up with that hairdo? They're just discounting it. They're like, what? There's an election. Then you get, you know, for me,
right. You're like, what's going on?
People
here?
Go like, there's an election next year? Oh my God.
My God.
What's wrong with you,
man? Who's
this
guy that just pulled up to my house in a tricycle looking like the Phantom of the Opera? Who's this guy? Put some training wheels on that bike.
Here's the thing. Some Indian-American politician should be running for that seat. Somebody's leaving something there.
They're leaving a vote on the table that don't vote. That's the thing. The numbers, the population is high, but the reality is they don't vote.
Yeah.
As a block, they don't vote, and they kind of split as a block.
Yeah.
And you look at the historically the city of Fremont, you had two ethnicities, the Sikhs and the Indians, and they you know, they're fragmented, they can't coalesce. You know, the newspapers there, they have all, I mean, the Hindus, I mean, you have, unfortunately, if they coalesce into one organized group, man, they would control that at least one or two votes.
Here's the first controversial statement of many.
Oh, boy.
Is that you hit it on something, I agree, and it's the facts are there.
Yeah.
Indian American community is absolutely awful at getting people Indian Americans have elected. It's ridiculous. How in the they had a BART race down there
And Anu loses.
And Anu Natarajan, who's I think she's really good.
Very
she
articulate
to be,
planner.
Yeah, I
was
can
on
see
the
her
council.
In assembly.
Yeah, exactly.
And she get her ass whooped by like a nobody. What is going on? So I have you got a theory on why they why the Indians can't get themselves together down there?
You know, I don't. You know, I
do.
Don't. Oh, you do?
Yeah, because this is from what I from just watching. Everybody wants to, everybody wants to be the big baller in the group. Everybody wants to be the big kingmaker, and they all it's all like super macho stuff. It's, and they all want to be the big swinging
dick, but no one wants to be out there
and
take the licks.
So they all get fragmented.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly what happens.
And I feel like Indian Americans are like Portuguese Americans. There's a similar thing. I don't know. I could be educated by this.
They get
this.
Their suits tailored for $54 at Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're very clean. Very clean. Make sure they're very clean. Their houses are immaculate. But I don't know if they got plastic
on
there.
I was going to say that plastic on the couches. I don't know.
For Portuguese people, man, this is an awful thing, man. And I think it's the same with Indian community. Is they're all haters against each other, so nobody rises.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking you're a big shot right now. Oh, and then everybody's against that person because they rise above.
Here's bad. Here's what is maddening to me, and I've told people this years ago. There in Alameda County, there was an infrastructure, a group of elders, statesmen, that represented this community in this county for fucking years. It was Johan, it was Bill Lockyer, and it was Don Parada. And whatever the fuck you wanted to do, you needed to get their blessing. That infrastructure, that political infrastructure, does not exist. And now you got good people running against other good people when you needed that elder statesman to say, hey, look, man, maybe you should set aside, let this person run for this. And I told Rob Bonta, Tim Sobrani, and Eric Swalwell, when they're all locally elected years ago, that you guys need to build that infrastructure. Right. I'm not saying I'm the political guru, but I'll give you one statement that's controversial. I fucking laid that plan out for them years ago, and before they call my boss and rat on me, call me on my phone and tell me I'm fucking right, because I told them all that. You would set it up for you'd set the county party infrastructure up, as well as people that know what they need to run for and when they need to do it, and that gives them plans. It gives donors a plan. It gives everyone a fucking plan.
Excellent, excellent point. Did you say Pete Stark, too, in that?
No, I did. I tried to talk to him about it, but he forgot.
But right, it was the old school. Like, it was set up like it was like the five families,
man.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
And so it did work, and now you don't have that.
You don't have
and
that.
And so, yes. Eric Swalwell, he could be doing that because he naturally is the representative. So everybody below is afraid of the house member in your area. Yeah, how are you supposed to take this guy, how are you supposed to listen to this dude when, one, he runs for president for no reason at all. He's the first one out by 8 weeks, maybe 2 months. So how are you supposed to respect this dude? Nobody's listening to this dude. He's got no power. Rob Bonta, naturally there. Because Rob Bonta's smart.
Yeah.
He's a regular guy, right? You could talk to him, and he's not corrupt.
Man.
But that's my problem with him is this dude needs to be showing like 80%, maybe 90% of all his constituents and people in other places adore this guy, respect this guy. Dude, you need to start being a hard ass, because what are you going to do with 90% of approval like that and love? You could do the same by being a punk, punking these guys to what you want and what people need, and still be loved by 75%. What do you need 90%? 75% is great.
Yeah. Right? It's a 60-40 rule in politics.
Yeah.
You need 60, and that's it.
I mean, start using some of that. Start pissing people off for good reason, man.
Yeah.
So you're totally right.
But I know both.
We're kind of adrift, right?
Right.
It feels like
it.
That.
I get it. Like, yeah, we're out there sailing with no captain. And from one of the strongest labor counties in the state, one of the strongest Democratic counties in the state, aside from San Francisco being number one, we're number two. You know, I think we have we lack that leadership and that infrastructure, which I think helped us navigate politically through regional government years ago. When, like I said, when Lockyer and Parada and Clay's sort of helped navigate those local ships, man. And we need that.
Yeah.
You know, and I look. I love Swalwa. I love Bonta, man. You know I ran both their campaigns. To me, they're always going to be my friends politically, but they'll tell you. I told them that. I remember the conversation at a fucking grocery store when I dropped a can of black beans on my foot and I wasn't wearing any – I was wearing open-toed shoes, and I swear, and I think I even dropped my phone, and I'm driving, and I said, oh, shit. And then I walk around this aisle, and my son, who's now 13, was in the cart, and he goes, shit. And this little lady looks at me like, oh, you're a great parent. Look at your son swearing. I'm like, hey, he's Italian. He can say shit at two. It's fine. We're good. That's the worst thing he does. We're good.
Well, you could have said, that's my brother. We got awful parents. Because you still, man.
I don't look that young.
We're about the same age, right?
No, I'm 48.
You're older than me, man.
Yeah.
By a lot. Like four
Thanks,
years.
Hell, my whole lot.
By 4 years. And we barely got crow's feet, man.
I know, not yet.
So I never smoked. And I always tell people, like, I'm not trying to be cool. I mean, I don't even know how to smoke. I don't even know how to hold a cigarette.
You're talking about just cigarettes?
Anything.
Nothing.
I never smoked anything.
How about a gummy?
A cigar.
You took a gummy.
A cigar.
Come on, man. You took in a brownie or
no,
a gummy.
No.
Shit.
My first cigar was in Reno, and my friend, Seth, he starts laughing. We're like in the Nugget, like out of Reno, like the Nugget.
Sparks.
Yeah. And he's like.
You sparked it up in Sparks.
And so he's like, get this one, man. It's like a big humidor, like refrigerator or something. You walk in and say, get this one. It's like dipped in whiskey. And I'm like, okay, that's great.
I'll try it.
It tasted good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to inhale, man. A cigar, man. And so I started doing like. Groucho Marx. Oh, sweet it is. You know, like Vlasic Pickles. Like, sweet it is. Oh. Even though I don't think that's I think that's Jackie Gleason. But you know what I'm talking about. And then he starts laughing. He's like rolling on the ground. He's like hitting the carpet, dirty ass carpet or casino. And I was like, what's so funny, man? Dude, you're smoking that like you just, like, it's your first blowjob. Like, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
And why am I saying this story?
But you know what? It tasted good that night, but I guarantee when you woke up the next day and that fucking frog was in your throat, that shit did not taste good the next day. Tastes like shit.
If I do smoke a cigar and it's with booze, I'm going to throw up. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Damn,
I don't
man.
Know why. Later. Let's get to the news.
Well, we got some
get
news.
To the news here. Let's. Number one on the list, former Alameda County Supervisor Nadia Lockyer. One of your old colleagues.
I'm old
you
colleagues.
Served with her. She's back in the news, unfortunately, and I predicted it. She posted what sounded like a suicide note on Facebook earlier this month, and she's made similar comments over the years. But this time she accused her husband, who you talked about earlier, former state attorney general. And I say attorney general because that's the highest, probably the biggest, but he was pro tem of the state Senate. He was a controller. He's a giant around here, as you said earlier. Bill Lockyer, she accused her husband of rape. Now, when I made predictions on the beginning of the year, one of them was that Nadia Lockyer is going to make a scary posting on Facebook, suicidal, and I called it, man. Like, the other ones were not too good, and but maybe I still have time for them to come.
Right.
But your thoughts, you worked with her. And so she was in 2010. Her husband, Bill Lockyer, got her elected with like $2 million of his own money.
Right.
And then meth happened, and she goes to rehab, and she meets the guy in Newark, and then it all went downhill from there. And she went to rehab, and didn't when she resigned? Weren't you on her like kind of?
No, I remember distinctively, man. Like, it was yesterday. I was interviewed as part of, like, just the team of niceness, you know, of outgoing staffers from other offices. You know, we'll do the nice thing. They were Democratic soldiers. Let's at least give them the jack-off interview to see if they'd work for, you know, Nadia. And I remember sitting in that interview, and about the third question in, I'm like, well, I'm not getting this fucking job. So ask me, Steve. Why do you think I thought I wasn't going to get that job?
Why didn't you think you'd get that job?
Because here are the questions. How old are you? What do you like to drink? What's your favorite movie? Those are the first three questions of my fucking interview. And then I see Bill, like the puppet that rises up in like a scary movie, like in the windowsill and shit, popping up.
Excuse me?
He's like, huh, don't. fucking hire this guy.
To your face?
No, he was behind the window, behind his mirror. You know. He was like overseeing the interview.
Did this happen at Macy's or something? Macy's department store, like in the back.
Yeah, I was in my black leather pants, and I was trying to figure out how to pay for them, they fell into my bag, and I had to fucking leave. No, it was.
What
like
is
a,
your favorite movie at that time, 2010?
You know what, man? It's always been I don't know, 2010?
So it's like,
fuck, man. I think I told a Bronx Tale or some shit. I don't know, man. At that point, I just want to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, I wouldn't hire you either. What kind of answer is that?
Bronx Tale? Collagio, man. That little guy was great. That was a great De Niro film.
You know,
man.
I saw the play in New York City, and we came out.
So I saw the movie. You saw the fucking play, and you're giving me shit?
Yeah, but listen to
you
the rest of the story.
The play.
Listen to the rest of the story.
Okay.
Across the street, like a small street, Bruce Springsteen on Broadway was playing. And I was like, they're all waiting for him to come out the door and get back in the car. So we waited for like an hour, and I touched Bruce Springsteen's hand.
You touched his hand, or did you shake his hand?
Well, he was kind of...
And you just went and give it a little quick...
The funny thing, I'm the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan in the world.
When did Clarence Clemons die?
Oh, I don't know, but R.I.P.
But did he ever try to fuck Robin Quivers?
No. Bruce Springsteen's a nerd.
Clarence Clemons.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
He's a big man, Clarence Clemons.
But going back to Nadia, like, what do you do, man? It's like, it's Jekyll and Hyde. It's sad and it's comical in the same time. But
well, I've heard that, you know, she's on meth, but she was still kind of effective, or she was at least trying to be, as a supervisor for the cursed Hayward area.
Yeah, she was. She actually was. I mean, she... To a certain extent, man, she did her job, and, you know, it just went south and downhill, and it's unfortunate, man. And when you really think about it, the sadness of it all, Bill Lockyer got her that job, and at that time, they were a great power couple. They had the world at their hands.
Right.
The sky was the limit politically.
She could be governor right now.
She could be governor right now, and it all just fell to fucking shit because of a dude that she met at rehab that had meth, and they hooked up in Newark. That's how fucked up shit can go south when you really think about it.
Named Steve.
Named Steve.
And he calls me up. He goes, hey.
Hey, Steve.
Literally like a
Steve.
Hey, go to YouTube and type in Nadia Lockyer trying to get her constituents to vote for her. And I look, and that's where he put the sex tapes up.
No shit.
And I was like, oh, my God. It was like a Friday night, and they only lasted till Sunday. There's one perv out there who says he still has it, but, you know, this is a long time ago. I don't think we even knew how. You had to be like a straight up, like a computer genius to know how to download stuff like that. But I know a guy who claims it, but
that's crazy.
Even if you're some sort of like perv like that, it ain't. It's like she was a zombie.
It was the first time I saw that you can use candles for a lot of different things.
And rolled up towels in the hotel room.
Towels, I was like,
that
man,
was crazy.
That's what those are for.
That was crazy. Speaking of that, President Trump is in a big scandal again.
Shocking.
Maybe he's trying to get favors from Ukraine to go after Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi now sounds like she's going to finally push for impeachment. Now, our boy, your boy, Eric Swalwell, for other reasons, he wants impeachment, but he wasn't at first. We got Ro Khanna, who is the other, is like the South Alameda County, Silicon Valley representative. He's kind of been like, yes, Nancy, whatever you want. He's been a good boy.
Is he still trying to sell his
guy,
book?
Yeah, I read his book.
You did?
He gave me
I read it too, man. It's like he gave it to me as a cure for insomnia. I thought he was joking, but it was true.
Did you get the galley, like the before it was printed?
No, I did not get
the
galley.
Yeah, he gave that to me.
Oh, man, you're way more special.
And I only remember it because I'm moving and I found it, you know. And no, I actually think it was very dry stuff, and he made it kind of seem real.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that book, and I can't remember what it was called.
I found him as about as engaging as a tick on my ass, to be honest with you.
But the funny thing about the book is he goes around like the Rust Belt to these factories like Ohio, and he's always talking about going to places where he's going to eat. I don't think that dude eats.
There's the first call. My boss's phone's ringing. Hang on.
I'll show you this, Ro Khanna. Not a tick.
He doesn't eat. That dude does not eat. Does. And he's talking about eating all these places. I'm like, there's two things about Ro Khanna that are as clear as day. He does not eat food, and he does not own, maybe ever in his life, a pair of jeans.
No shit.
This dude's going to show up as a bouncy house party for his kid in a – the closest he can get to casual is no tie. I've never seen him. I swear he has no jeans. Yeah, he's gonna text me right now.
He might be rocking those Lululemon like quasi jean sweatpants.
No,
those are comfy, man.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a knockoff from Walmart. That'd be a scandal though, too, right?
So why the impeachment now? It's like you guys had all these years and all this bullshit figuring out a way to impeach this fucking guy, and you're gonna wait till now? Why? What's the point of it, man? Seriously, what is the point of doing it now?
I think it's...
The electorate should decide what the fuck they're going to do.
I think it's going to be a stain on Nancy Pelosi's tenure. They're going to bring that up. It's going to be the end, like when they have the VH1, remember the 2010s?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to bring that up.
Yeah.
That
you let this guy get away with all this shit.
Yeah. And then he does maybe the exact same thing again, and then you're finally going to get it. So I would – maybe by the time we post this podcast, Ro Khanna's going to be like, just like Rocky, because I was born in Philadelphia. We're going to punch out – I'm with Nancy Pelosi. We're going to punch out Trump.
Yeah, too bad they're on Rocky 6 right now. We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go, man. A long way to go.
You know, this is only episode 1, but we should tell our listeners, send Ro Khanna a pair of jeans. And here's his address to his district office. Because jeans are very comfortable.
Jeans are comfortable, man.
I mean, back in the day, you wore jeans. I mean, you can wear jeans with the suit, no tie. I mean, it's not the 80s. They won't say he's a comedian at the Laugh Factory. You know, he should.
But look, I had my silver tab shrink to fit 501 jeans from fucking Miller's Outpost from 1990 to 2013. I only threw them out because my wife at the time told me, you got to throw these fucking jeans out. Some years they fit, some years they didn't. But they were comfortable as fuck, man, and I hated to throw them away. Matter of fact, she threw them away one time, and I went out to the trash and grabbed them out. And then I wore them like 4 days later to the store. She goes, where'd you find them jeans? I'm like, fine. I took them out of the trash. They're comfortable, man. I'm not getting rid of these suckers.
That's not right.
No.
Then I got you think the ex-wife is going to listen to the podcast?
She can't spell podcast.
Oh, geez.
I think we're safe.
Oh, I can't edit that out. But I've been noticing. See, this is what I notice about this stuff here. Is that so you trade in the wife for a younger version.
I didn't trade in anything.
And then you trade in your boss, Haggerty, for me, a younger version also. I see a trend here.
There's a trend.
What else?
I didn't trade in anything for anyone, man. Life happens, man, and you react accordingly.
That's true.
That's all you do. Life happens, man, and, you know.
That's true.
You get lemons, you make lemonade. That's it.
That's what people tell me, like, why'd you move to Alameda? Why? Because when I left my wife to become ex-wife, the next one lived in Alameda. I did not choose Alameda.
Right.
I choose to move to Oakland.
Right. Well, they should, man. Oakland's up and coming, man.
Because I got to move somewhere that's new, that doesn't have mushrooms and mold growing in the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
I love mushrooms, but not those types. I mean the saute.
Yeah, the saute. The porcinis. Saute.
Yeah, yeah, not the regular. That
you used
kind.
To get at the deli in Castro Valley right there. Lucas.
I get it. So we had a big SAT scandal and with Desperate Housewives, Felicity one beer.
I know what you're talking about.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
She's going to be spending her 2 weeks in Dublin in
jail. Oh, I heard about
jail.
That. I heard about that.
So you think Ahern's going to send his guys to go rough up Desperate Housewives lady? Because she's ruining.
I'm going to ask the sheriff if he can transfer Felicity Huffman with Laura Loughlin. Much rather see her over there in a bikini at the women's facility than her. Although I do love her husband, William, is that William Macy, the guy that's on Shameless or some shit?
Yeah, how'd he get away with not being?
I don't know.
That's gangster, man. He just let her.
Just, yeah.
He knew about it. How come he's not spending some time?
He let her take the rap.
It's funny because she wanted to, her lawyer said, I want to go to Alameda County, Dublin. And it's always been my thing is like, Yeah, there's a reason. Now I know why they put Santa Rita over there. If I did something, don't send me Santa Rita. Just get me an apartment in Dublin, and it'd be punishment. I could not live there. First of all, you can't even. It's like when you walk in Dublin, on the street, on sidewalks, when you push the button to cross the street, it feels rusty. Like this button to cross the street
hasn't been pushed.
Yeah, for like 3 months. And the sign should be instead of go, like, what? Why are you walking? Oh, you, like, I can't.
Are you saying it's not pedestrian friendly, man?
Oh, no. It's so damn hot, man.
Hot?
Why do these people? So the thing is, I don't know where she's staying over there, but she could sunbathe. So what kind of thing is that?
It's that federal the facility that's on Camp Parks, man. You can go out there. And
is that where it's at?
Yeah, it's not at Santa Rita. Yeah. No, she's at low security. She can probably has her own TV and shit. She can watch reruns of her shitty show.
Yeah, I got.
She could probably send a text message to Laura Loughlin, like, come visit me here.
But seriously, I could never live in that area because I got relatives like live in San Ramon, and you got to drive like forever off when you get off the 580. You got to even 680. You gotta drive forever. I could never do that. I am not gonna drive 15 minutes just to get to the freeway. You know what I mean? And there's nothing to see but walls.
Walls.
It's like walls, like on these developments. Like I would.
But that's how these millennials like to live, man. They like to live with no front yards, no backyards, and a little footprint, and just right next to a transit.
But these are big houses.
Where they can hop on BART and roll into the city to get their little job, man, and get their free cereal in the morning and their free coffee when they're walking home, man. It's these folks, these millennials, they love living like that. I don't get it. I love having a big backyard, or I loved having a big backyard. Oh. Throw the football with your kid, play a little hoop, do a little swimming, you know. And our buttons were sticky only because, you know, we're sweaty.
Yeah. We got one other piece of news here. I'm gonna bring this up over in Berkeley. They got some businesses in Berkeley are set to begin a reusable cup program, and the program uses a stainless steel cup, like for coffee, like stainless steel cups, and then you return them, or you get you got to end up being you got to pay for them, like I don't know, whatever a stainless steel cup costs, and then you bring like to establishments like are in. On the campus, UC Berkeley or Telegraph Avenue. Your thoughts on that?
I just hope it's not a sperm bank that's sponsoring that. You don't know what you're going to get when you turn this back in, man.
Yeah, how we know what kind of...
Do the 23andMe after you turn that cup back in. Oh, Lordy.
Here's my thing about that, right? I feel like I could talk about this kind of environmental stuff because... I don't talk about it, nor is it a thing that I'm doing like on purpose. I do what they're saying they want to do for environment. I live it, man. I came here to Oakland. Mm-hmm. I took a Lime scooter from Alameda by City Hall, took it to Fruitvale BART, and I got on BART, and then I walked the last way here, man. And because it's just kind of handy, right?
Right.
I don't have to look for parking and whatever. You know, I'm just living the way. I recycle. Even though recycling turns out to be a scam, you know, and I reduce things. I'm moving to a place where it's all theoretically clean energy. The hot water is solar heated, whatever, and it ain't cheap, but whatever. I got a washer and dryer now in the unit. Praise the Lord. I live in the thing. So I bring it up, but you know, they wanted to talk about like in Berkeley, they get a little crew crazy. So my thing is like, what are we gonna do next? I'm not going to go into the halal guys and get order Coke. We don't have any cups. You got to be reusable. So I'm gonna cup my hands and push it and then drink Coke from my hands.
Yeah, like you're brushing your teeth. Like you're brushing your teeth in the morning.
Yeah, while camping.
Well, I do that shit in my house, man.
Like why
wash a cup when I'm just brushing my teeth with it?
I mean, and then I'm gonna have to go over. I already forget. To bring the bags to the Safeway
every single time.
And what's the deal with that? I tweeted this, and then these people don't even get what I'm trying to say. If you can't have bags, why are you giving me a thick-ass bag
now? I forget so many times to bring my fucking bags back to the grocery store that I used to commend the people in front of me for doing so. Now I demonize them. I'm like, you fucking dorks, you bringing your fucking bags. Only because I'm so pissed that I continuously forget my bags. It's like I get $50 in Kohl's cash, and I realize I have the Kohl's cash, and I'm like, motherfucker, that should expire 3 days ago. Oh. Now I got to go buy socks on my own dime. I could have had four fucking pairs with my $50 Kohl's cash. Kohl's cash is a scam, dude.
You think so?
What is the recycle? What do you think is the unused amount of Kohl's cash that doesn't get used? It's fucking in the millions. It gets you to go buy your cool shirt. Like if you're, you know, one of these little guys, and you get your cool little Litigra tight-fitting medium shirt. And then like, fuck, I got $5 Kohl's cash.
Doesn't Target have one too?
They do now. They give
Target
you
tokens or something?
They give you Target. I don't know if it's Target tokens.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything about over-enunciate that because I think it was like, it's trying to be an alliteration. Like Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Kohl's cash. I bought a Mark Anthony suit.
Nice.
At a Kohl's, Kohl's, and I used my Kohl's cash.
For the whole suit?
Yeah.
You see?
I've worn it. You've seen it probably.
I want to check it out, man.
With my Kohl's cash.
You bought the whole suit?
It's a nice suit, man. Mark Anthony. It's like gray. I mean, you know.
Hey.
It's okay.
It's all good.
But but I don't understand. I thought we weren't going to have plastic bags, and I give you 10 cents, and you give me a paper bag.
Now they don't even charge you for plastic bags.
But now they're giving me, I got one the other day and they're giving me a plastic bag or sticker that I'm not going to use again.
Yeah, man.
So is this a scam or what?
I say scam. I say scam, man. I got more, what do they call, biocellular degradable bags now. I got more of those bags in my house now than I did before when they were just biodegradable in 10,000 years. I got more bags and bags and bags. It's fucking ridiculous, right, man. And I forget to use them. I forget to use my Kohl's cash. They make those Mark Anthony suits in a large because I don't know if I ever seen one in my size, man. He's a little dude, man. He's a little guy.
It's a pretty good suit, man.
Is it?
It's better than my man's warehouse.
Did you get a schmedium? That's why you think you're losing weight. You buying them Mark Anthony suits.
I did. I lost weight, but I don't.
Well, you look good, man.
I'm not white. And they say, yes, you're white. You don't understand. Like Latinos, Mexicans, they know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're not on the white spectrum of like powder.
Yeah, I don't go to counseling.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do things like that. I do judge you. I do look at you with a judging look sometimes on the street. Why are you doing that? Like, you know,
that's an older
people,
thing.
White people, man. Oh, I'm not, I may be 44, but I'm not 40 yet. Not in mind, because I don't say exactly what I want to say yet, but it's coming.
It's coming.
I'm just going to say anything.
Right.
Like to that dude over there. Dude, you're a little too old to be wearing Vans, okay? He knows what I'm saying. He thinks it's going to help him, but he could be a great grandpa if his kids were getting it on early enough.
These two dudes are playing Games of Thrones card game. The card game.
No, I think he's playing Game of Thrones dominoes. Anyway,
man.
Your final thoughts on this historic podcast of the Tavares and Wilson East Bay Insiders. Watch out.
Hey, man, next time we got to get a betting pool, man. We got to bet on these races and start parlaying these things into, you know.
Yeah, you... Who's we left where? The supervisor one there hanging.
We just left it. We left it hanging. We left
early.
It hanging.
It's too early right now.
Definitely. But. And there could be more people in the race. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be. You were almost in the race.
I was almost in the race, man. I was.
Remember, I told you like you would really shine because there's a lot of nerds in there.
It was scary to think that it was attainable. Not saying it would have been easy. You know, I had zero name recognition. I know the race. I know the field. I know what I was up against. But it was humbling at the same time to have so many people come up and ask you. And I learned this from somebody, and I told somebody else, but I learned it from Johan. And he said, you'll know when it's time to run when people ask you to run.
Right.
And my phone was ringing off the hook. Whereas other people were thinking about it, no one's fucking calling them. They're like, oh, I'm thinking about it. Why? Why are you thinking about it? Because it's a great title. Not because anyone called your ass.
Well, my thing was, this is what I was afraid of. This is what may have happened. Now, I told you this, is that I was be like, let's say you're at a candidates forum, in Livermore,
and you're like, before it starts, you're out there talking. You're like, hey, yeah, I'm Sean Wilson. Yeah. What's up, man? Oh, yeah, I'm Sean Wilson. Oh, man, and they're all laughing, and they're like, oh, this guy's charming. And then all of a sudden, man, welcome to the League of Women Voters. You're not allowed to say anything because we are the League of Women Voters, also known as the Old Lady Nazis. So if you say anything that's actually interesting, we're gonna get Sandman and probably take you off. And first question for you, Mr. Wilson. What would you do about allowing breweries in the Tri-Valley?
Well, actually, I'm Sean Wilson. Thank you for
having
question.
Me.
This is something we need. You know, and then we'd be like, oh, I'll throw it away. He became like
you lose your coolness.
Nerd politician. He went from Mitt the Cool Dad.
No.
He went from Def Jam, whatever, comedy show.
Oh, fuck,
to, what's that guy's name that was, like, touching women, and he was on CBS? Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose. What about? I went to Charlie Rose, man. Well, but, you know, man, the funny thing is, as much as we joke about that, that's what people seem to, like, relate to. They relate to that fucking, quirkiness that, I mean, look at these elected officials, man. A lot of them are quirky. They have their quirks, man. They're not somebody you're going to pick up and say, hey, man, I want you as my number one pick on my CYO basketball team. Or, hey, let's go hang out in an A's game and shoot the shit and have some beers. No, man. Aside from, like, my boss and a few others, there's not a lot of cats out there that are in this business that you want to go rub elbows with on a Saturday afternoon, man. And you know that.
This is absolutely true.
So you lose a little bit of coolness just by getting in this shit.
Yeah,
I can't lose my coolness.
Well, the good thing is that when I run for the state legislature one day, I'm gonna bring you, chief of staff, and I'm gonna bring Chris Gray, who used to be Hagerty's chief of staff, that you stole his job.
I didn't steal shit. Would he be my deputy or I'd be his deputy?
No, you're the chief.
Oh, he's my deputy.
And he's going to be deputy, and we're going to put the team together.
Put the team, man. We got to bring Gilly Gilchrist back in the mix. And he'll run your shit.
And Charles Gilchrist, if he's whatever part of him is still there, it could just be a torso and a head. But and then we're going to be, like, creeping out people because they're going to come into the office, and they're going to be like Gavin Newsom's going to come into the office and say, what is that head in a glass jar there? No, that ain't a head. That's Charlie Gilchrist. He talks.
He talks.
We can hear you.
Yeah. Tickle his torso. He's like the Tickle Me Elmo.
He's not in formaldehyde. He can actually talk. And he's going to give you some good advice about Mealers.
Yeah.
Discount it because it's going to say to be nice. But still, you know.
You're going
to
bring the team back together.
The team's going to come back together. And
that's funny, man.
And old San Leandro Mayor Tony Santos.
You know that dude.
R.I.P.
I love that guy, but he hated me.
He won't be able to talk me out of it.
If he came back from the dead, man, he would still accuse me of losing his campaign. Despite the fact that I would call him at 2 o'clock on every day. Where you at, man? You walking precincts? No, I'm answering the phone in my office. Why in the fuck you doing that, Tony? Everyone else is walking precincts. Our plan is for you to walk precincts. No, I got to answer my phone. That's why you got a city manager, man. Let him answer their fucking phone. You get out there and walk precincts. Nope, yeah. Not Tony Santos.
Yes.
And then he brings in ranked choice voting the first time ever. He changed the landscape and still, man. But I love him to this day, man. I love that fucking guy.
R.I.P.
It was a great 4 months of just working closely with that guy and listening to him, man.
I want to be like him when I'm old.
Yeah,
that's all I ever thought.
Yeah,
because this dude's like straight up still progressive. He's like the dude like 10 years ago, 12 years ago wanted to have dispensaries in San Leandro.
Yeah,
I mean he wasn't going to be.
You just
himself.
Like him because he's Portuguese.
Well, he was Portuguese, but we had a different background. He went the Hawaii route.
Yeah,
mine went straight right across.
But he still had the plastic on the sofa, man. So y'all came full circle.
Yeah.
And he used his cold cash to get that suit.
All I remember,
you know, you Portuguese don't lose your cold cash.
He says, Katie Santos. It's the way to go. Right choice. The way to go. I really hate when people say that doesn't sound like him. That's a bad impression because that's what I sound like.
That's pretty close.
Right. Haters out there.
Right on, man.
Well, we have done it again. Everybody right now is like going like, whoo. He didn't talk. Neither of them talked about me. Well, we're going to get to you. We're going to get to you. And you know I'm talking to you, and you know I'm talking to you. We're going to get to you.
We'll get there.
We got like a year. We got a year and before we go to KGO. Granted, we'll be on at 2 a.m.
I ain't doing shit at 2 a.m., man. What are you doing?
Maybe we'll record it, though.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's going to be hot. This is nothing like this. We're going to be on Kron, man. We're going to be on Kron. You see they got Kron. That one show? Where they got that?
Yeah, you see, they only got that one show.
Yeah, they get the guy. They get Republicans. Who the hell is going to be? There's no Republicans in the area. Why are you getting their opinion?
Kron.
For your show, we're gonna be on Kron. We gotta start small.
There you go.
And before you know it, MSNBC, and it won't be Amazon Prime.
Right on, man.
And in the meantime, everybody's like eating tacos in front of us.
It's all good. I'm about to give you some of these fries.
Yeah, you white people taco is probably like $8 a taco.
Yeah.
And it's an appetizer size.
Street tacos in Oakland only used to be $1.50, man. Now with these motherfuckers, they're $13.50.
Yeah.
But you get two.
And in the meantime, I'm Steve Tavares.
I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks for having me, guy.
This has been another episode of Tavares Wilson East Bay Insiders.